Well, my first reaction is the difficulty, of course, it is for Jim and his family. It's a personal decision. It's very public. It's a difficult decision to reach. That being said, it's now part and parcel of Irish presidential elections. They're very bruising encounters. They're probably the most bloody elections that we fight in this country. We have seen it with previous candidates going back to the 1990 presidential election with Brian Lenihan, and more laterally in 2018, the number of candidates that were subject to such level of scrutiny. That being said, it leaves Fianna Fáil in a massive dilemma. The candidate will remain on the ballot paper. People can still vote for him. It's a valid vote if you vote for him. And it is a very difficult position now for the party leadership, and locally and nationally, to have themselves in a situation which they now find themselves since last night.
In terms of that party leadership, Brendan, how do you think Micheál Martin must feel? Do you think he should be embarrassed? And do you think that his reputation has been impacted by these developments?
Well, they took the decision to run a candidate, which I was welcome, because we haven't run a candidate since the 1997 election with Mary McAleese. So the facts of the matter, these things were done in good intentions. They were done for the best of reasons. The party, not Micheál Martin, the party selected the candidate of Gavin. It went to the party TDs and senators. They voted for him. So it's not just a decision of one man. It's a decision of the party to have selected Gavin. And Fianna Fáil traditionally just don't go into leadership contests willy-nilly. So I don't think there's an issue at all of leadership here. Micheál Martin is up there on Fianna Fáil, and I expect him to remain on for quite a while.